no mortality means that it's based upon the building of Mose. If it's based upon the building of Mose, so then Sophic Doyle cannot be effective to be made see from the Mose. So in other words, so the Sophic Doyle by Ruben, in the case of Shosak Mitzvitova, will not be effective to be made see the talent from Ruben, she invented. So there's no touching and listen, you have to give it back to Ruben. Because we have a Vadai that half of it belongs to Ruben and half of it belongs to you. Now you grab it, so one half has to be given back. Because it's a Vadai that one half belongs to Ruben. Or the Pshat Yachleiku is not on the basis of the building of Mosek, but of the suffering of Mosek, like a Machlik Bob HaMeir, according to the Chachomim. And the Shaili is, what kind of a deed is the Shaili of Mosek? Is it a deed that the Mosek acquires title, regardless what the facts are, he becomes a Vada Bari, and if he's becoming Shemisha, so to be Vada Mosek, or the suffering of Mosek, what is the deed that he becomes a Vada Bari? He is a Shaili Bari, but since Vesna knows of Vesna, maintains the status quo. And if at the time when the Sophic is realized, the status quo is of one of the Rubin is the Mosek, so that status quo is maintained. So Leila, in the case of Shneimer, in the case of Maimon, the Vitales, and Tokveyam, when a new Shimon was taken, Ruben was Shosak Mitzvitova. So the Gemara says, Lutzich and Shakuko, the Rasolach Maimish, they could do you the way. Not maybe it's Varidoy, no, it's Sobidoy. But since it is Sobidoy, so, and the whole thing of Yachleiku without any Idoye is based so and the building is based on one second and the Sophitin of Mosek. And the Sophitin of Mosek itself does not imply a Haloche that it becomes Vada Bailey. But the Sophitin of Mosek implies a Haloche of Moneni and Koyeteko. In other words, Bezni maintains the status quo. So before there was a Sophic Idoye, and the status quo was what? That both Hamuzoki, some Mele, both have to take it. Each one has to take a head. Now when a new Sophic developed, whether there was Idoye Mitzad moving to Shimen or not, so at the time when the new Sophic developed to place, so who is already the Mosek? Who is already the Mosek? When we say Ameitz Mechavel Varai, what does it mean? It belongs to the Mosek. Which Mosek? The Mosek at the time when the Sophic is Mela. Here, there is a Sophic Idoye Mela. Sophic Idoye. So at the time when the new Sophic is Mela, so who is the Mosek? Shimon is the Mosek. Ruben is not a Mosek. Ruben doesn't have any power. Shimon has in his hands the whole palace. So vis-a-vis the new subject that is in God. So who is the Mosek at the time that the new subject is in God? Shimon. So Shimon has to have it. That's all. Shimon has to have it, Mele, because Bezdin will maintain the new status quo.
This quick point. The Sophic is not only at the time that the Mishnah.
The Sophic, the important Sophic is at the time that the Sophic is near. Who is the important question is, who is the Mosek? Who has possession of the palace at the time the Sophic is near?
That's what I was. When is that time?
So let's say They came to Bristol at 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. And they were both holding the doors. So at that moment, 7 o'clock, so the subject was realized, who's the owner of the town? And at that time, both farmers were. So the local was, the status quo has to be paid. What's the status quo at 9 o'clock? The subject was locked. Each one gets it. Then at 9:30, she and Rajet and Ruben were Shosak with the safe Shabbat. So at 9:30, a new subject developed. Maybe there is a goyim inside Ruben to Shimon. Maybe not. So, when the new shopping at 9:30 took place, so who is the Mosek? Shimon. Ruben doesn't have any portion of the talis. Shimon has the whole talis in the
end. At 9:35, Ruben grabs it back.
Like 1 second. We should see this.
Okay.
But at 9:30, the new shopping was in the lab. Who was the possessor?
Shimon.
Shimon. So basically says, Momeni Chalikoy Beich. Shimon has possession. No, it's too bad for the Ruben. So, Shimon, we have to maintain the new status quo. But a few minutes before, so the status quo was of both. But now there's a new shopping. So, there's a new shopping. This is, so in other words, so the first alternative that by when the Morris said, my, me, Shosei could do it. So in other words, the Shimon has to keep the talis. Why? Because there is shopping in Doi. And it's shopping in Doi. So a new shopping developed then. And at that time, when that moment, when the new shopping of shopping in Doi took place, who is the Mosek? Shimon. So he keeps it on the basis of status quo. Momeni had called me. Or the other alternative is when you were pleading because of a hashke, so there is a possibility that you could move the Irish or something called so because of a bone. So it's only something to do it. And if it's only something to do it, and the subject to do it itself, and the subject to do it itself implies it. Vadadiyot virus. Not of Momeni Yichalikoye Teikon, status quo, just to maintain the relationship. But the subject of Mosek itself implies the being of Vadai virus. So that was the first alternative in Rabzera Sibaye assumes that the subject of Mosek that Yachleiko is based upon the subject of Mosek. So the first alternative from Rabzera Sabaye implies, assumes two things. First of all, the Yachleik of Shnayim Ozen Talos is not based upon the Yehudim of Mosek, but on the Shafimim of Mosek. And number two, it assumes another halacha, that the Shafimim of Mosek is not the halacha that becomes by the Bible, but just halacha of Omini Chedikoyimik. So, we have to maintain the status quo. So now, the status quo is the Shimon is the son of Mosek, so he has to keep it. The second alternative for Rabzera Sabaye, assumes that the Sophic Din of Mosek itself means that he becomes a bad violent. If he's Ivada Bailin, so only Ivada Idoye can be made him from Ivada Bailin. Not his other Idoye. That's the Abaye of the Rabbeinu, according to the Rabbi. One second, let's go with the step by step. So then, the Lord said, it's only out of my heart. In the case of Shoshak, we say So in other words, so the whole abaya is only in the case of Shabbat. In the case of Shabbat, Chilabatzor doesn't make any difference. Whatever you say, whether you say that he's the real you, or you say, all you say is the Shabbat din of Muzik, whether the Shabbat din of Muzik implies a din of other bias, or the Shabbat din of Muzik implies Shabbat bias, even if we assume that the subject din of Muzik means in the subject matter, but Romania Hadikoy Teiko, how can it grab? Will not tolerate chaos. This one got that. So because he is, that's the status quo. But you see, in the case where a new subject develops, then it's different. If it's Ivadai, so subject Idoye cannot be made see from the Balabai. Only Ivadai Idoye is capable of being made see from the Balabai. But subject Idoye now, but if we say it's not the Balabai, but it's only something bad, but it's only a mere of Romania and the Koyaneko of maintaining the status quo. All right, so now there is a new Soviet, and at the time when the new Soviet develops, takes place, so who is the Mosaic? Shimon is the Mosaic. So there's no maintain the new status quo. All right, that's the Abaya. Okay, there's the Abaya. So before I say, that means that if the subject in the music implies by the violence, by the music, regardless of what the facts are, so it should be connected. Because if, now here, in the, if he is a violent, so how can he be in the market, in the market of the Shishalei? However, in the Shishalei, for name, in the Shishalei, that means that we are assuming. Number one, the Schneider's Metallus Yachleiku is based upon the Sophism. And number two, that the Sophism of Muzik does not imply the Allah of other violence, but just of Sophic violence, but Momen Yechad Koye Teikum. So, Disha Beloy Tokho, even without Chosak, so even if Shabbat Trilobatei Mar Kim Domara Mosilobea keeps the Osil Hedidom is Kimam Topodome, because in as much as Hegdesh is like Messiah of Hegel, and suppose he wasn't Marcin, so we would also say Shimon is the Shabbat Bible, but without Shosak Mishav Shabbat, so then Bezdin wouldn't allow Shimon to take advantage of his violence, you know, of being taken. Because from here, he couldn't take off. There is no chaos. The status quo has to maintain. So Shimon, by being aggressive, cannot upset the status quo. Mashiach came in the case where Shimon, instead of being taken, so Shimon is madish, and when we assume that he's only a Sophic man, so Ruben is only a Sophic man, so Shimon is also a Sophic man, and if Shimon is a Sophic man, then he should be capable of being madish, and second, then he should be capable of being madish, So the Hegdash should be chal. What do you say? We have to maintain the status quo. No. This halacha that we have to maintain the status quo is only shakim can be applied vis-a-vis Hegdash. It cannot be applied vis-a-vis Hegdash. Because if Shmaya is Galia, the chimin is the Bible. So maybe he has authority to be manager. So he becomes Hegdash. So you're not allowed to be male. What do you mean? The status quo, right? So we upset the status quo. It's not something to be happy over, but the fact is that if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, then Shimon is a Bali. So he had authority to be Mavishek. So he became Hegdash. He became Hegdash. So there is an Isam Yile. How can we take it away from Hegdash and give it back to Ruben? How can we be male in Hegdash? These are the Hegdash. So the Alochas, we cannot upset the status quo. But these are the Hegdash, we cannot say, we cannot upset the status quo. If it's not Shimon, if it's a natural, so the Hegdash is not how. But if Rabbi Shmuel is guided, it is Shimon. So the Hegdash was how. So how can we give it back to Ruvain and risk and Issa Mile? So Mele, you see, so the Ram says, in the case of Shosak Mishitzavah. Why? Because Shosak Mishitzavah there is Sofi Gidoye. So Sofi Gidoye is capable of being matey. Of being matey from Ruben's Rishus. Ruben's Rishus. So, but only in the case of Sofi Gidoye, in the case where there is no Sofi Gidoye. So even though he's a Sofik Bali Ruvain, Shimon still cannot upset it because we have to maintain the status quo. But in the case of the Nisham Loitam Quo, so even without Shosak Mishitzavah, even with Tzavach Mitzil Vatzov, since we are assuming that Tokweh Ruvain Mitzilis Miyorek, so that means even without Tzavik Idoi, so Ruvain is only Sofik Bali, not the Bali Bali. So if Ruben is only Sofik Bailin, so Shimon is also Sofik Bailin. And if Shimon is Sofik Bailin, and he was Mardeshet, so maybe Rabbi Shmaya is guided that he is the Bailin. If he is the Bailin, the Hegdash was Chal. If the Hegdash was Chal, how can we give it back to Ruben? He should be established in the palace. He will be male Megdashes. Yes?
I don't understand. We're talking about a case here where Shimon, who was Mardeshet?
Shimon.
Was Shimon Tokifit?
Yes. He was not Tokifit, according to...
So the question is how you can leave it in Reuven's hands. That's the question.
That's right. Here the knowledge of intention, Mabushi Shalei Yakov Shalei. Because insofar as there are two prerequisites, in order to have a Shema, one prerequisite is that it begins. But that is not there, because when we visit, if we assume Tav Lechi Fanein and Yisrael, so that means that Chubin is something violent, Shikin is something violent. If he is something violent, so if Rabbi Shmuel is guided that he is a violent, so it is his. So it can be mine. But there is another halacha. There is a halacha of view of the fact that it's only something to do, not father anymore. So mele, it's not the shuse. It's not the shuse, the father is not the shuse. Not something to do. If it had been something to do, so that the head should be called himself. But the insofar as Rashut is concerned, if it's a Sofik, whether it is or not is, some melee, it's Vada in Rashut. Or not. Since it's a Sofik, whether it is, and if it is, so it would be considered Rashut also. So that's the Shaila of the Lord. Mother is Rashut, Afro Rashut, Lafkaya Rashut. Since it's only if we had been sure that there is a Goye, so then certainly we should say. But if we are not sure, some melee is bad in the shoes.
When are we not sure? That's how dog, when he weighs. The whole dog is so far.
Right.
So or what about so far right away?
Here, according to the Ram, the melee has reference to the case where he was Shoveyach Mitzchil Ratzon.
Oh.
Still, there is a Sofik.
Sofik, maybe Shimon.
Maybe Shimon is a violin. So the Hedish is on the Sofik, or the Hedish is not called the Kiroslava, because it's not Russian. Sorry. Toshi. Nahim is Susi.
What is Susi?
Susi is a master. Nahim is our betray. Hayom Adineyo, Hayom Adineyo. Hayom Adineyo, Hayom Adineyo. Who will it change? Kop Chabun Aye Agrish. So what will the dean? I mean, I'm swinging like this, this and that. Hold on, you are. No one was moving here. So, who will say the secret? She said, the secret. Kop Chabun Aye Shine. And he was Magrish. Tony Allo asked the Rabbi that since the Mishnah says Amit Chavero Baraye, and the Mishnah doesn't say Kein Amit Chavero Baraye, but Amit Chavero Baraye, so it doesn't make any difference whether Shimon is the Metzi, I'm sorry, whether Kein is the Metzi or the Soil is the Metzi. So, oh, the amount of the game continues here. Because it says, Staramates, even the game is what destroys the race. How is this all the race? If the game grabs the subject. And then the destroyer claims he wants to recover it. So then we tell him, you are the race, you have the burden of proof. So that means that the KM, if he acted aggressively, so he keeps it. So that means that this machine flies in the case of Dr. K.N. So it says here that Aloche of Dr. Sofi, implies only Aloche of Mene Chedikoye Teiko. Mene Chedikoye Teiko. So, and then the right of full Russian is about it. And still it says that it's also
still a Kodesh.
In 1 second, that means that the Hekdesh is Chalvin Sofi. And as I explained last week, because Rabbanuna is you assume that in as much as they are two Alohas in Chol. Number one, Paul belongs to the Kayak, his mother Kayak. Number two, that Paul has Dusha's Mizbeach, has Dusha's call. So, Rabbanuna assumes that one depends upon the other. When can Paul have Dusha's call if it's mother Kayak? But if for some reason, if it's mother Israel, then the Dusha's call is born. That's what about duration. So not in order that the Paul should be effective with Dusha's Paul, then the the Kohen must have full title, unmitigated title, and since it's also been like, yes, definitely, of course, it's also been like, they don't need something, not with their side, but in something, it has to just fall. So that means in something, the Kohen has in the something for unmitigated title. Not the suffering, but the suffering means this love, Shnayim is Galiyeh, that this love is the first love because the previous miscarriage was a miscarriage of Ruach, of my Almeh. So melee the title in the poem is less than 1 second, so title to the poem, to the blood is vested in the cave. And what kind of time? Unmitigated time. Full time. Full time. And so that's a raye that the Kohen has unmitigated time. Because we suffer. But if we are going to say that in case of suffering, considering the Shusei, and then the Shusei is not a separate halacha. There is only one halacha for the inner of Magnus Yavashincho. But we say, in its Tishalei, so of course, when we say, Shabbal, Shin, Yachin, Lahadish, Zelipin, Shin, Shalei, Zelipin, Shin, Shusei. So not only the Gazel cannot be Magnus, Gazel has no time. So I cycle in the fish. Still the mixel cannot be managed there. There's the additional aloha of the English Shusin. So the chat of English Shusin is not its separate aloha. English Shusin is the description of the kind of title that the Magnish must have. The Magnish, in order that he should be capable of being Magnish and being Magnet, he has to have in the fish an unmitigated title. And the Mikzo, because of the Kiyonic Zeilet that the Gazan has, so the Mikzo does not have full title in the Chesed. Because the Gazan has certain things. And even in the case of Kaaseh, so that means that inasmuch as the Mikzo is in Yochim Tzidayonim, it means he doesn't have full unmitigated title. He has only partial title because he's not Yahweh Tzidayoni. What kind of a full title is that? He's just, you know, on a theoretical level. In order to have to be considered to have unlimited title, so he has to be capable of being Magnus or being Magnus. And if he's not capable of being Magnus because it's considered Venetian, should say, so that means there is a diminution in the title. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that the halacha of the inner Magnus Yavashim Shalei and the halacha of the inner Magnus Yavashim Shusei are not two separate halachas. It's one halacha. Inner the Magnus Elodobo Shalei Ligamre. And if it's in the Shusei, then it's not Shalei Ligamre. So if it's in the Yochel Yitzir Dayoni, so then it's not Shalei Ligamre. Naturally done, and if it's naturally done, so then it cannot be Magnishe because he doesn't have full title. Now, since the Mishnah says that the Tzotzot Yisrael and Rabbanu assume that the Yisrael is contingent upon the full unmitigated title that the Kohen has in the blood, and since it is also, so that means that in Sophic, he has full title, not mitigated title, not qualified title, not partial title, but in Sophic, he has full title. And if Rabbi Shmai is Galiyeh, that this is a poor, then is Yoshusi also, because if we assume that even if Rabbi Shmai is Galiyeh, that it is a poor, still can't step into the Shusei, so then it means that the Kohen, in Gadai, does not have unmitigated title. Only mitigated house of Ivan is not enough that he should be affected to Yusha's tongue. So it's a raya that is considered in something in the Shusei. So if it's considered in the Shusei, so the melee, he should be talked for Shusei in the Shusei.
Why is it so, why do you have to say it's one halacha?
Why?
Why do you have to say it's one halacha?
Because we really want to assume that it's two separate halachas. And the reason is why in the Shusei he cannot be mandish is not because if it's in the Shusei, it means that it's not completely shalom, that he only has partial type. So then, what kind of a raya is it that he shall be talk for? Maybe we should talk for evading the Kodeshes. But the reason is why it's also Kodeshes, because the Kodeshes has full kindness, even though it couldn't be Mamishet, but couldn't be Matred, but he still has full kindness from Melee. True that the Kodeshes form is contingent, it's based upon the full kindness by the Kodeshes, by the Kodeshes. Full title means vessel of the game. But he full title is vessel. He can't use the title. He cannot be marked. That's a different reason because it's not a shooting. But full title is.
So I understand. So then that would answer the kasha that we have also about the takva emotina some of the other dishes. So it answers the same question. Why do you have to say it's two halachot?
Well,
yeah, but you're saying that it's one halacha. Why can't we say it's two halachas? You can answer it the same way.
No. If it's two separate halachas, then here. It's not a question of being mad with the dying. So true that if it's in the Shusei, so if we say that he couldn't be mad with the dying because of in the Shusei. But the reason as to why he has such a delay is because here it doesn't require any headwash. The dying, it's constantly there. True that it's contingent upon time being best in the game. But full title is vested in the king anyway. Even if the king couldn't be marked to somebody else. And the court said, I think I can't tell you what it is. But we all have to do that every day. Now let's go over the wash of the Ran again inside. You see, I mean, the Ran says this.
Thank you.
not that. The thing of Shachayim, Shitalim, Yishay, and Yeshes, Shayim, and Magdish, Onen, Shish, Hadil, and Damre. Because the Vadai Chetzer shall say, so one head certainly belongs to him, and how can Shimen, Magdish, Hey, Shepay, Shepay, Nash, Yishay, Shoshne, the Vadai, Oin, Nasoki, what is the way? So the first thing is not the way. The first alternative is the case of something. So then we are assuming two things. First of all, so we can assume one of two things. Either the Yachleiko of Shnaimos Vitalis is based upon the real din of Mosek, or Hazoki from Mashiach and Shalei. So it's Ivada and Amsabe, the Tushin of Ref and Shinoz. So Melee Shin grabs it and Ruben, there is something to do with this and Ruben, so naturally we don't let Shimon have it.
He's dealing with his partner.
We cannot be made from the Vadai head of Ruben. And then even if we assume the Yachleiku of Shneimor's Metallus is based upon the Sophic Nakhmus, but if we say, Tok Yachon the Fameinu is in Sinis, then we are assuming that Sophie of Mordecai is the declaratory of the Aloha of other violence. So Ruben is a bad violence on one hand. So how can we let Shimon give it? So this is what the man says. The Tichok Nira Yochet of Shishmai, in the Tzolena Kofi Akutani, 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 how we show all the things. That means Anansade, Hazoki Komashadon Shalay, the Finnish Hanish, the long English in the dishes, Shalay, the Matish Monish, or Hadele Gamre, because of Hazoki Komashadon Shalay. Hey, and even if you assume that Yahweh is not the clay, is not based upon the building of Mosek, but the shopping of Mosek. But if we say Mitzinis in Yode, so then it means that even the Sophidin of Mosek implies Vade violence. Some Mele Vein Shebein Mitzvah in the Vada, that is based upon the Chazokic Mosek Shalei, or even a Sophid, the Sophidin of Mosek. But does not make a difference, even if we assume that the Yachleiko is based upon the Sophidin. Then we have to assume two things. Number one, that in the case of Shneimor's Vitalis, the Chazok commercial story doesn't apply. And number two, that what applies? The Sophic Dion Mosek. And number two, we have to assume that the Sophic Dion Mosek doesn't apply Aloha by the virus, but only of Romania and the politics of maintaining the status quo.
So what's the difference?
I'll explain it. And Hazor and Shalom is only Shayach when one is Mosek, but when two are Mosekim, then the Aloch helps. Hazor and Shalom is the fly. Ela Bada have been killed on the day he sent the Sotis collect them. Ela Shem when we see Tol Hoti Hoti Shepom the Shusa Tetes. So what does it mean? And even the Sotis, you know, Mosek doesn't fly by the virus, but only Sotis virus. So in Sotis virus, why do we say the Mosek keeps it? Then people come in here and they take them. Status quo. Not that easy by the fire. But status quo. So, Elohim is the team who puts in the Hotchi Shabbat and Shabbat. In the state, we're not paying on status quo. But we should walk in the least we get it. We wish of the right of the mouth. But the Lord has come in. Elohim is the king who knows that he's a good person. Or there is a new something that he's developed. אם הוא עדיין מישהו חולך ולאחות איזה דין, אפילו בחוצי אחר, ואפילו סופי גדולי מנגלי, דווקא לגבי הגיית, הוא מתפינו. So, if this is a behavior, so we have to resolve to show something to the Tzobach, because if it's not show something to the Tzobach, if the Tzobach will feel that's all, so then we say regardless whether it's Bill Mosek, Sophic Mosek, whether it's Bade Bailes or Sophic Bailes, Momeni Echad Koyote, Bezim Matala in chaos. We don't know who the owner is, so then the status quo must be intended, and no one can upset it. Only the Doyes or the new something, so there's a new status quo. But Mashiach can be that behavior, we cannot say the status quo must be intended, we cannot say it. Because maybe Rav Shmai is dying, that he is the balance of Mele, he has authority to the Mandi, he has authority to the Mandi, so how can we let Ruben be the Spanish net? So it's a subject of Mele, it's a subject of Nisa of Nisa de Shamai, Svegi the Reiser of Hume. El Shein on Medzin, Kol Hoti the Hoti Shabbat Shabbat. In his work in Latino, he stayed in Latino, in Shabbat in Tel Aviv, in English, a great of Romano, ואפילו לא יש לך דבר לצורה, יחיד ללמוד את זה בשביל ששני דברים, ועדיין מי שקורא אחד יכול איזה דין אחר במוצא אחר, ואפילו לסות את דברים מעניין, דווקא גם בעת יכולים להפיל משתי דבר. בואי בגלל שקריך כל בשביל חבר אליי, עם חוס הפיטס, עם פני אליי, ונתן לי לסת תסכור, ונשיכת, אבל כשתובע בכל בוקר חי, ונמח שלו לנסירה, יחיד לשמוד את זה בסוף יפועים, Hallo hätte ich das Regen so ich man doch die Dinge hätte dann und nur wo hin der hast du die alle Tochter wenn ich schon ich da wo haben hätte ich in der Regen because it is in the Schuße ich bin in the Schuße als ich doch schon mal so gelernt ich bin schon hier in Zas die Tochter käme die Tiere und die Schöpfe käme Kaum ist offen, aber gar von den Bomben hätte ich in chinesischen Satelliten. Du bist dabei, hoch mit dir. Nun war ich schon ein Kind gekommen. You see how he emphasizes. Der Trabamune ist jung. Der Beschuss dabei hat, der Duschas Chor ist kein Tinkchen. Ob kann der Bomben geht. Der Beschuss. Okay, du bist dabei, hoch mit dir. Nun war ich schon ein Kind gekommen. אפילו בשביל של ישראל האקסיס, הפקן, אם תצורם על תוך פעמים ציבור, כאילו ניסות שתיים ומדס, ואפילו לא תוך פעמים ניסות שכל אחד ויכול, אבל אף לא מה זאת אומרת, אין ציבים בכוחה לבייסיס, עוד מבין יחד כל תקום, עוד נעד הפסט מסת הספור, נשפטים את דווקא בהתן, נשפטים סתפיסה, אבל בשביל בכל מוקים חמוסות, כאילו ניסות Medis, the woman who has to ever do, the doctor came and said, the Dachino, you just pray about it. Not this Chabalim is human. The Dushas always have pinged, the dependent upon the unmitigated title that is in the care. God, how some love you get this okay in English? Shalim or maybe proud, delivering the doctor came and teased me of it. And he has no title in the care. Not even the Sophie. The But then you ask the people, should you really close your door? Hey, how did you should be here? Allah also, it's not that you assume, you have to assume that the Yusha's power is dependent upon his base.
On the violence.
On the violence of the game. No! Allah also, Chami, Yusha, Bobby, the Lenny, who made a little bit of a cassette there. We saw a mail of Bubo, and the Hawkish and so on, loving the Jewish of Agnish, loyal in the law. That the same thing you should say, even though it is something violent, but the same thing you should say the Vada, as far as the question of violence is concerned, it's something. But as far as being the Shusa in the Shusa, so is the Vada in the Shusa. And if it's the Vada in the Shusa, it cannot be an Amisha. I walk in so long, the Shusa in the law, that you name a Vada for me in the Shusa in the day, he will be sure in the Shusa. Right.
Cloud.
Yeah. Yes.
It seems we're talking either spirit music or brother music or something music.
The first alternative says that you see, in other words, the unexplained, that the moral does not commit itself to the question whether it's based upon the building of mosaic or the subject of mosaic, and in case it is based upon the Sophistin of Mosaic, so there is a shilah where the Sophistin of Mosaic is declaratory of Halacha of other violence or of Sophistin violence. So the first alternative of the morality. The first condition by the science. Need to challenge. Need to challenge. Talk about the money. A meeting is in the other room. Each of them will talk for now. Keep your mama. Because if we say, talk about the money, is a meeting is in your day. Is a meeting is in your day. That means that that by Steinhaus, the palace, so